at us, or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Want an inspirational quote for Tuesday, Wednesday, Craig? Nothing. Keep this in mind as you smell this room today, because I ate some beans last night. Puss was in here just lighting up the room. What'd you do that for?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why I'm so gassy.
Nothing in the world smells as good as the person you love. I just saw that on Facebook today.
That's not true.
No.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Ask my wife, because she does love me, but I don't smell that good sometimes. All right. So nothing in the world smells as good as the person you love.
Well, I guess upon reflection, that may be true, just not always.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a hard and fast 100% of the time.
You should say not always.
Right, because if you hang around the person you love enough,
they're going to smell sometimes.
There will be various types of smells. They don't always smell the same.
Right.
Yeah, like a can.
But it was something kind to see on Facebook this morning.
And sometimes, sure, that can be the best smell ever. Sure, I'll give them that. But sometimes, damn.
Just like babies smell good, but you can't go sniff random babies unless you know them.
And
but
sometimes they're nasty.
Sometimes they're nasty, right? Because they're just sitting in their own poop.
Yeah, that'll do it to you.
That'll make you nasty.
It will.
Yeah.
But, you know, baby that's just come out of a bath.
Freshly powdered.
Yep.
Can I sniff your baby, ma'am?
That's a good smelling baby.
They usually say no. It sucks. All right. Nick Allen, Howie Mandel, Joe Coy, and Kevin Nealon all today.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Call my daughter.
Go sniff the baby.
Later on, say, can I come over?
Well, you're allowed to. You're grandpa.
Sniff the boy.
Yeah, you're allowed to.
I am.
That's fine. That's also not as weird as it sounds.
Say the baby. Say the baby.
Not at all.
I was going to say, there are two boys
in
the
house. Your son-in-law would be a boy,
I know,
too,
but I always call him the boy. Yeah, so, okay. Yeah, but you're right. When it comes to sniffing, I shouldn't default to that. Oh, here's something else I'd
your
rather watch.
Your dad's high once come over and sniff you.
Then, no. My dad comes over and sniffs you. Yeah, I'm cool.
I think you meant the baby, but.
Things I'd rather watch than soccer. I was watching a little, there was some track and field on ESPN over the weekend.
Okay, got it.
And I find some of the track athletes. It was chicks.
Some of the best. They're in good shape.
Yeah. Now the field ones,
No. If your discus is shot, you're a thicker woman.
Right.
You're a hammer thrower.
You're a big bruiser.
Yeah. You can throw the ball. Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you're a sprinter or middle distance runner,
the long distance are too skinny though. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Too skinny. God, we shouldn't say it to women. Should never tell a woman she's too skinny. That's wrong.
Tell a woman she's too anything.
Yeah, you're right. You just can't talk to her.
Too pretty for condoms.
That doesn't work either. I sniff you?
Right. You're too fast.
Yeah.
You're too fast when it comes to distance running.
Yeah.
Well, they got great legs and ass.
I'm going to need you to
slow
down.
Those sprinters do, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's because that's what you work the most there when you're sprinting.
Is your ass.
Jumping, the triple jump, those asses.
Steeplechase. I saw a steeplechase.
Oh, they still do that?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's great. Jumping over the puddle.
Well, if you're going to watch horse racing, that's a horse racing to watch.
Oh, that, the horse racing steeplechase, too. He meant human steeplechase. They do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And they don't jump over the puddle. They have to actually jump into the puddle.
Well, their foot does hit the end of it. I noticed that. And you got a wet sneaker. Nothing worse than that.
Get their feet wet. That's kind of suck.
Yeah, it does suck.
You don't usually associate that with racing.
No.
With wet feet.
Well, not that kind.
So what's up? Did that help you start the day, the inspirational? Nothing as good, smells as good as the person you love?
No, it just made me think about nasty smells.
Well, get used to it.
I think I have.
Petey's not here yet.
I had a couple suggestions.
You might light one up.
You can put in your pile there, because... there's an Arizona teacher who banged a sixth grade boy.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
Sick.
Now, on your email, when you sent that to me, the subject read, teacher banging sixth grader, kinda hot.
That was a reference to the teacher.
Okay.
Hope nobody's following our email.
I thought.
You might be on a list. Todd's on a list now.
That you'd be able to interpret that.
Nope.
I wasn't sure if it was the situation.
It sounds like the situation to me.
Well, remember, just a couple of minutes ago, he said something about sniffing the boy.
Yeah.
So
you can't write she's. That's just too many letters. she's kind of hot.
Yeah, who's got time for that?
It's kind of hot. If you read it, it's hot.
And then one of Tyler's classmates found an inventive way to get rid of his student loan. I don't know if you had that.
I did see that story.
Yeah.
I like that story. I read that whole story. Yeah, he wasn't a classmate. But he went to the same school as me, college at least. Yeah. And that's sad. It's a sad story in a way. I mean, he turned out okay, but it's just I keep seeing these dumbasses on Facebook, and some of them probably never had a student loan, and they say, here's what you do with your student loans, because, you know, they're talking about forgiving student loans, which would help the economy tremendously, and student loan companies are just ripoffs. You'll see people say, here's what you're doing with your student loan, pay it back. Read that article. It's a great article.
Yeah.
Read that article. When we were in college, and even Puss was in college, especially went to a state school, it was technically kind of affordable with the payment. Because I know Puss is probably still paying that.
I am.
But you ain't getting rich, but you're paying that. And I was making nothing and paying $88 a month.
Five more years.
These kids are $600-$700 a month, and without gigs, you know, without jobs. This guy got out of college right around the recession, so he was screwed. The article Todd's talking about.
No, I'll tell you
but
straight
schools, out. It's just more expensive than it was when we were in college.
A bank loan or... The most egregious offenders, the government.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's
right.
The U.S. government right. That's making a ton right. of money yeah. off of students.
And DeVos ain't going to do anything about that because right. her family's involved in a student loan company. They make money.
Sure.
They make money.
Yeah,
Secretary of Education.
To those people who say, right. "Well, just pay it off."
Shut up.
If they ever bitch about money, just pay off your house.
Right.
That's the equivalent.
Right.
It's that daunting.
Right.
Especially if you're just entering the work world and you got 50, 100 grand worth of loans
exactly.
hanging over your head.
And a regular job, not a high paying job, just a teacher, just something that involves a college degree.
I was in college for 5 years mm-hmm. and I got out with, I think it was right around 21 grand.
And that's a lot of money, man.
It's daunting. Well, as a 20-something-year-old kid just getting out of college, I was looking at that thinking that was a mountain.
Right.
I mean,
especially when you're paying it.
Because it is.
Whatever, $100 a month, well, $200 a month.
I had two options. Oh. I could go with a 15-year loan or a 20-year loan, and the difference was $75 a month or $125 a month.
And you're going to go to 75.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, sorry, it was 175 or 125. I went with 125.
Of course you did. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, 5 more years of that payment.
When I bought my first condo when I first moved to town, first thing I ever bought, I went for the loan, and the guy goes, "Hey, you missed your student loan in this August of mid-'80s sometime." And I go, "Yeah, I remember exactly why. I wanted to go to the beach with my girlfriend. I needed $88, so I just skipped it 1 month. And then I caught up eventually, paid him $10 extra for like 6 months, something like that. And that was on my credit.
That was what, 10, 12 years after
at least,
that?
At least. Yeah, at least. And the guy goes, I just write that down. He was cool about it. I'm thinking, so these kids get screwed, man. They get screwed. And it doesn't go off your damn record, you know? He remembered, it showed that I missed an $88 payment in 1985. 12 years later, it said that.
Yeah, that's the...
And I wasn't buying a mansion, by the way. It was a little condo.
That's the beauty of the automatic withdrawal.
I've got mine set
on an automatic withdrawal.
This was back in the day. You didn't really have automatic withdrawal. You know, you wanted to go to the beach, you wanted to get drunk, you had things to do. Well, you could borrow $15,000 from your dad to start a business.
Or a million.
Yeah, or a million, right? Yeah.
Or 20.
Yeah,
whatever the figure is. Depends on who you're talking to. If you're talking to Trump or Romney.
Yeah. Oh yeah, just yeah. Well, rich kids. Yeah. They're fine.
Well, Romney was a little more reasonable.
Right. Trump's kids just,
all moms and dads suck off the 20-25 grand.
The orange Cheeto.
Loan their kids. By the way, if you give your kid the 10-15, it's not a loan.
No, it's not a loan. No, it's never a loan.
I think one time...
The whole story revolves around this guy, graduated from Millersville University, my old school, and my alma mater, and the dude couldn't find a gig. It was right during the recession. Eventually, he had crushing a student loan. He just moved to China to teach kids English and just left the country. Left his whole family in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and he said, "I'm going to leave the country to find a decent job." He had left the country and said bye to his student loan.
Is he still
and now
there?
He lives, now, no, he taught in China for 2 years, and now he lives in the Ukraine, and he's in another business.
Oh, okay.
And he's got a job there.
But he can't come back here, can he?
Well, he's not arrested. He just defaulted on the loan.
Right.
You know.
They're not going to go after him.
No, I remember reading some.
I don't blame the guy. I didn't blame the guy at all.
I know, but I probably wouldn't have done something like that.
Well, his family wanted him. They saw he was just mired in debt, and he said, and he had no good options because of the recession, and took off, went to China, and taught. By the way, he taught kids English. It ain't like he went there to tap oil out of the ground. He did a noble thing with a decent job.
And even then, he was getting $1,000 a month.
Right. But they paid for his rent.
They paid for his rent, and the cost of living is a lot less.
So he could actually live.
Did they pay for him to move over there? Because
there's a big story about that.
His parents helped him out with that.
Okay. Because if I couldn't afford to pay a student loan, I probably couldn't afford a trip to China.
Yeah.
His parents helped him out with that.
No, that was a great article.
I think it was a Rolling Stone here recently in the last year or so. They did an article about student loans, and it's just, you know, you miss on the payments.
Right.
And they charge you interest and penalties.
Right.
And then there's interest and penalties on those payments, and it just... It skyrockets to a number you'll never get out from under.
Right.
No, it's pretty egregious.
Bootstraps. Yeah.
Later on in that article, they talked to a woman whose monthly payment was $700 for student loans.
That's crazy. She wasn't. Nobody makes that kind of cash unless you
$700 right out of school.
You can get a nice car for that.
Well,
two.
She was barely putting
cars.
Gas in her car with that.
Yeah, exactly.
And we will actually have more fallout from that sort of thing a little bit later on today.
All right. Pick us up. Make us feel good.
No. Hockey tonight.
Game 7.
So in that sense, it's fine. Yeah. It's fun.
Go St. Louis. Sick of Boston fan.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, that's my only rooting interest. Yeah,
really?
I still won't watch it.
That's the only thing that I care about.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm not going to...
I don't even care
that much.
My heart's
not broken if the Blues lose,
because
I won't be watching it anyway.
I mean, I like to see Boston lose.
Yeah,
my heart breaks.
Oh, come on. Ortiz was shot.
Our buddy...
that's not fair.
Sean O'Brien. He likes the St. Louis Blues. And we know a couple of Boston fans, and they're obnoxious. They whine a lot.
Bitches is what we call
them. I've seen Kathleen Madigan being quite vocal in her Blues
fandom
on Twitter.
Forgot she's a St. Louis girl.
But like hockey, there's other options.
Yeah. Well, if you want to watch Major League Sports, not really tonight.
Nah.
There's probably a baseball game on.
Yeah, but even that.
And that's about it.
Yeah. I'll watch baseball over hockey any day, but... I'm staying away from that recently too. Just trying to watch some Netflix and something interesting.
I watch baseball over hockey in late October.
Kansas City Royals are coming to Omaha.
Yep,
to play a regular season game.
That is tomorrow night, and it's there are plenty of tickets available. RedZoneTickets.com.
Todd and Tyler, paid spokespeople for RedZoneTickets.com.
Saw you bandwagon Royals fans when they were good. Where are you at now? Seats available.
Go see your team.
Go see your team. That's Major League Baseball. And hell, if you're a Tiger fan that lives in this area, go. I mean, I would have the Pirates.
It's a pretty intimate venue for Major League Baseball.
It's going to be a great place to see a Major League game, right?
Because that place seats, 22,000?
Somewhere in there, 22, 25.
Maybe a little more.
Yeah.
Today marks the 25th anniversary of the O.J. Simpson murder case.
Yep, 25 years ago today. And if that's getting up there now, because there's a lot of people listening to the show that weren't even born.
Wait, did the alleged murder happen 25 years ago
today? It happened
today?
This is the Bronco chase.
Did they arrest him?
He was caught.
According to what I have here, this is when they were stabbed.
Okay. Remember, then he flew to Chicago and turned around and flew back.
Yeah.
And so it might have been tomorrow was the Bronco chase.
He was arrested on the 17th. This is the 12th. He was arrested on the 17th.
Okay, so the Bronco chase was a week later.
Talking the Bronco chase the other day then.
Because I brought up this fact that 25 years ago was the murder.
Okay.
That's why. So the murder was today, and then you're right. He flew to a couple of days. They didn't know who did it. And he flew to Chicago. And remember his buddy jumped off... threw a bunch of stuff in the trash.
Yeah.
who was, you know, that guy never was charged anything either.
Cato or Al Collins?
No, neither. His manager at the time. I forget what your guy's name was.
I forget the all the principals involved, right. Apparently.
Exactly.
Al Collins was driving the Bronco, right?
Yes, and that was 7 days later.
And O.J. was crying in the back seat.
Yeah. And he was guilty.
And you still hear that that miniseries that FX did with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Heard it was great.
Yeah, heard it was great. No desire.
I had no desire because we saw it in real time. Now, if it was a history piece for somebody who didn't live it 25 years ago, I would definitely would have watched it. But yeah, I just saw it in real time.
Just too recent.
Yeah.
And I don't remember numbers of most watched television shows, for instance, how many millions of people watched the MASH finale. I don't remember how many million people watched the Super Bowl every year.
But the Bronco Chasers were on every news station, every station.
As we mentioned, you don't have to remember stuff like that anymore.
Google.
All you got to remember is Google.com.
Well, I don't have time for that. Because right now I'm telling you how many watched O.J.
The chase. Okay.
During the NBA Finals.
You have that information.
That information I do have.
What is it?
95 million people.
Yeah, because every station picked it up.
Yeah.
And there were less stations, too.
It wasn't just the NBA Finals.
It was all the networks. And every network CNN station. Probably had it. CNN was still around, obviously, you know.
Oh, Fox News probably
might have been around. Right.
Yeah, it was 94. We had technology.
We did.
We had cable.
No, we had cable. I get that. I just meant that every network picked it up. They split-screened it with the actual finals. Remember that?
Yeah.
That would only be one station.
Yeah, that was only one station.
I don't think the interwebs were so prolific
in
94.
No.
I'm sure the cool kids knew how to access the internet, but
the nerd kids.
Probably wasn't much to it.
We were the cool kids. We couldn't do it.
Was there even a Google back in 94?
Don't remember. Google that.
That's what you have to do.
Yes, you do.
And in case you forgot, let me remind you, acquitted of all charges.
Yes. Yeah, that was the dumbest jury ever.
Oh. There have been some probably...
Or damn good lawyers.
Most famous dumb jury. They were dumb jury.
Oh, yeah.
They were good lawyers.
But I think they're in a tie for
dumb jury.
Dumbest jury.
Dumb jury.
Had about a million way tie. For the dumbest jury.
Yeah, easily. They were dumb. They were one of the top dumb. High profile dumbness, right.
If the glove does not fit.
Yeah. They were dumb. They must have quit. They had a zillion more evidence in that stupid line.
And he's dead now.
That he was guilty.
Johnny Cochran is no longer
Kardashian's dead. Cochran's dead.
People died.
OJ's having a mimosa somewhere at a bar in Henderson.
The last I saw, this was years back, too, that Marsha Clark was doing something for, I think, Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, no, she's all over the place. She's got it's a TV show. She's executive producer. It's not based on the O.J. case, but it's a prosecutor that some famous guy murdered somebody.
But she acknowledged it's kind of a revenge thing. It's like her trying to, you know, get a little revenge for that whole situation.
Right. She kind of failed up.
Yeah.
She failed up.
Right. I should have done a better job and not concentrated so much on
banging Darden.
Yeah, Christopher Darden. Yeah. She was banging Christopher Darden while that was going on.
Well, you work close together, you start banging. You know that, Craig.
Yeah.
That's what I found out.
Or at least you try to put off the signals that you're interested.
It's almost like Craig had that face he made, like, yeah, what you do. Not proud of it.
But it is just what happens.
Right. You're just so close together all the time.
Inevitable.
I think we'd hire a few chicks around here, but nah.
Too complicated.
Too complicated. But it'd be a hell of a lot better since we're straight dudes.
Yeah, well, that's what makes it less complicated.
It's just about sex?
Yeah.
Okay, no love? Once again, we're straight dudes. It'd still make it better.
Apparently it was a big deal to a lot of people that Kim Kardashian showed off a new photo of her son, her newest son.
This is Southeast West?
Nah, this is Psalm.
Psalm, that's right, because they're all about Jesus.
Psalm, yeah.
All about the Bible. Psalm West. That's a stupid name. Guess who's going to hate that name? Psalm. First of all, just the way it sounds sounds stupid.
It's not easy to say.
No, it's not. Yeah. And it's spelled with a P.
Right.
Yeah. I would go around as an adult and say, no, it's Passam. It's spelled like yeah, it's pronounced like it's spelled.
No, it's Jimmy.
Yeah, I would just change it. Like Zoe Bowie did years ago.
Just call me.
No, I'm just Jim Bowie. Jimmy. Now. Jim Bowie would be a good name. That was a good name.
Yeah. And that's the same with his is North a
Northwest.
Boy or a girl?
Don't know. I think it's usually it's a girl's name.
No, it's not usually a name.
Traditionally.
That's it.
Traditionally, yeah, that's no. It. You're right, Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another kid that's going to want to change his name.
Saint?
Saint North?
No, Saint West.
There's a Saint?
Yeah, there's a Saint.
There's a North, girl. There's a Saint, there's a Chicago, and now a song.
There's a Carol. Chicago's a bad name, too.
North is a girl.
What's Chicago?
It's a town.
Yes, or it is.
Some people would say a city.
Todd Googled that. I'm post Googled it. Yeah, what's Chicago? If you don't even know what the damn kids are. You know, he's going to be like any dad, though. I mean, he's a regular dad. He's going to yell them all out because we all yell all our kids' names out.
Boy. Chicago is a boy, I
see,
believe.
Yeah, that sounds like a girl's name. Doesn't it? Yeah.
Now, it's obviously one of those unisex names.
Yeah, obviously. And what is there any regular name?
Oh, no. Chicago's a girl.
Okay.
Sorry, no.
Who's Carol? Carol West. They just named the fourth kid Carol. And that could be a boy's name. Usually it's a girl's name.
And Saint is a boy.
Okay. See, that's a girl's name, Saint.
Okay.
And yeah. Psalm is a boy.
Psalm's a boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a chick's name, doesn't it? That makes it worse for you.
They could all be either one.
Yeah, good point. We're just making fun here because it's stupid.
It is.
They're just stupid.
But, yeah, whatever.
No, they're stupid. Are they going to pick up now? Because people are, you know, because anytime somebody names somebody, other names kick in. You know, people start, you know, you were saying earlier there's a bunch of people naming their kids after Game of Thrones characters.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a bunch of Chicagos out there? Not if you don't like the, you know, the Bears.
There's going
or the Cubs.
To be some, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Norths.
People, yes.
People like Toronto. I'd call it North.
We the North.
Okay,
North.
You're the name of your kid. One of those names. Which would you take?
Oh, man.
Saints, too much pressure.
Probably Chicago.
Yeah.
But as a Packer fan? Hell no.
But of the four, though, you don't want your kid named Psalm. Not a religious guy. Even Craig wouldn't name him Psalm.
Nor Saint.
North is just stupid. And Saint is too much pressure.
Yeah.
And Chicago, right.
It's the only one left.
Yeah, it's the only one left. That's
and
it.
You can make up other names from that.
Chai. You just call her Chai.
I might go with North. I can't in good... Nah. Good Packer fan.
North Puss?
Name my kid Chicago.
Saint Puss would be a better name.
Saint is probably the most mainstream.
It is.
Out of all of them.
But you don't want to name Saint, man. It better be a girl. Are they having more? They hired more kids to
this
carry
is
some
the,
eggs?
Psalm is the latest, and the first picture was just over the weekend.
I know that. But,
or a couple
but
days.
Don't they have incubators now? They got chicks lined up to
oh, yeah.
I'm
birth
not,
them for
I'm
them,
not
right?
familiar with that.
Right. She's not going to get fat and have a baby.
Well, she's
well,
fat.
She had...
I think she has problems.
She, yeah, she has pregnancy right. issues.
She's
and her ass can't get any bigger, you know, think about that way. My, no,
you say
that. Talk to Joe Bluehouse about that.
We'll write a song about it. All right. If your kid's named any of those four, and they stole it from you, think about that. Somebody out there's named one of those names. Saint Puss. I like that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.